Welcome to the online edition of In Touch Online for mid-March 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. The sun will rise tomorrow. As we enter what we hope is the final furlong in what has surely been a marathon journey, I have been reminded of some words written by Aaron Lauritsen in his best-selling work, 100 Days Drive, The Great North American Road Trip. Lauritsen writes, "There is a strange comfort in knowing that no matter what happens today, the sun will rise again tomorrow." You might feel that there is a similarity in these words to a verse from within the volume of the sacred law. Don't worry about tomorrow, it will take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today. I'm sure my good friend the provincial chaplain will have a view on this, and will doubtless consider a response in one of his excellent Thought for the Day homilies. Having watched a news clip on the funeral of Captain Sir Tom Moore, what I get from these two quotes is a clearer understanding of what he meant when he said, "Tomorrow will be a better day." He is right, and it will be. Quotations, whether from the volume of the sacred law, a ritual book, or an outstanding work of literature, can be instructive, comforting, inspiring, and motivational. Many quotes carry with them a moral, social, or spiritual message. Some can be very annoying, especially if the underlying message is one we just don't want to hear. I suppose it's not only quotes which have that effect. I'm often told things which are important to the person telling me, but which I don't necessarily want to hear. In these circumstances, it's all too easy to shoot the messenger and ignore the message, which is not a particularly wise move. I mention this as guidance on a number of subjects is transmitted across the province. Sometimes the message is not welcomed by the recipient, but that is not an acceptable excuse for being rude to the messenger. One of the principal virtues we expect to see practiced by every Freemason is kindness. A lack of kindness towards each other is often cited as a major factor in brethren becoming disaffected and leaving the craft. Quite amazingly, it is often the case that those brethren who claim to be charitable are seemingly more likely to be guilty of being discourteous and rude to their fellow brethren. The author J. M. Barrie wrote, "Always try to be a little kinder than is necessary." Today could be the right time to recalibrate, to imitate that which you see praiseworthy in others, while recognising the need to amend any defects in behaviour. Thank you to all the lodges that have responded to the Provincial Secretary, advising of plans to hold meetings during the summer months. I know some lodges are planning to hold multiple meetings in order to welcome into Freemasonry good men who have patiently been waiting to be initiated. The Provincial Secretary tells me he has heard from Masonic Halls that will be displaying a banner celebrating NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers Day on Monday the 5th of July. This is a really fantastic opportunity for us to show our appreciation of the NHS and care workers. Finally, I'm absolutely delighted to mention and congratulate 10 Wiltshire Freemasons, each of whom received a very special certificate of commendation from the Most Worshipful Grand Master, His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent. The certificate recognised their outstanding contribution to Freemasonry's role in the nation's fight against COVID-19, and I'm sure you will join me in extending to them the province's heartfelt congratulations. Wiltshire Freemasons have certainly embraced the opportunity to join in the celebration of NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers Day at 10 a.m. on the 5th of July 2021. Masonic halls across the province have made inquiries about purchasing an NHS banner to display outside their building, or, as one lodge has decided, the nearest set of railings. If you have a suitable fixing point at your Masonic centre or hall, or space to hang a banner, they're available from the supplier's website by following the link on the website version of this newsletter. Please note that only official flags, bunting and banners can be used. This is a great opportunity for you to show your appreciation of NHS and care workers. If your lodge or a member of your lodge is doing something special to mark the occasion, please do let me know. And don't forget, a picture paints a thousand words. The Most Worshipful Grand Master, His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent, has been pleased to promote 2 members of Gooch Lodge. Brother Ian Clark will become a past Grand Swordbearer, which rank entitles him to be known as Very Worshipful Brother Ian Clark. And Brother Simon Leafield, Assistant Provincial Grand Master, is promoted to the rank of Past Senior Grand Deacon. In addition, Brother Michael Wilson, a member of Clarendon Lodge, receives a first appointment as Past Assistant Grand Director of Ceremonies. Mike would be best known for his outstanding support and service to the province as a key member of the provincial communication team. In anticipation of a return to Masonic normality, the Most Worshipful Grand Master has been empowered to set a date for the June quarterly communication meeting at any point up to the end of July. This temporary change in the Book of Constitutions will allow Grand Lodge to take full advantage of any relaxation in the restrictions imposed by the government's COVID-19 policy, which could result in an opportunity to hold larger gatherings at Freemasons Hall. Decem Viri, which as everyone knows can be roughly translated to read as 10 good men. The Provincial Grand Master is pleased to advise that 10 Wiltshire Freemasons have been honoured by the Most Worshipful Grand Master, His Royal Highness the Duke of Kent, with a Grand Master's Certificate of Commendation to recognise their outstanding contribution to Freemasonry's role in our nation's fight against COVID-19, particularly during the first lockdown. The Provincial Grand Master and his executive offer their congratulations to John Morehouse, John Dean, Tom Watts, Paul Sharp, Craig Nicholson, Ian Mace, Bob Firth, Peter Tuitt, Mark Fuller and Peter Taverner. Not many people know this, but no private lodge is permitted to use the arms of the United Grand Lodge of England, or that any design used as a lodge emblem, whether on summonses, lodge stationery, or as a lodge banner, must first be approved or allowed by the Most Worshipful Grand Master. With the increasing use of social media, and the ease with which emblems can be designed and placed on social media sites, it has become necessary to review the use of logos, emblems, and designs being used throughout the province. The purpose of the review is not to prevent the use of such emblems, but to make sure the use is properly authorised. The use of emblems, especially those containing items of heraldic nature, are unlikely to be approved, and even arms which are extinct may not be used unless written permission to use them was given before they became extinct. Many lodges in the distant past have had banners made or included designs on their summons or paperwork without first seeking and obtaining proper approval. A banner may therefore be extremely old, but its renewal may not be approved because no permission for the previous design existed and the design may not be approvable. Is your lodge using an unauthorised design on your lodge summons, stationery or social media sites such as Facebook, Twitter and Instagram? During the coming months, members of the communication team will be asking lodge secretaries to confirm whether or not the lodge has permission. It was good to hear from Stephen Smith of Border Lodge, who told the editor of the tremendous work being undertaken by members of the lodge who are acting as COVID-19 marshals, temperature checkers, initial booking reference clerks, and data entry staff at the Luggershall Memorial Hall Vaccination Centre. Well done to everyone who has played a vital role in helping make the vaccination programme such a success. Wiltshire Lodge of Fidelity member Kent Baxter will be jumping for Julia's House, a local hospice which provides frequent, flexible care for children with life-limiting or life-threatening conditions, to give their parents a much-needed break. Kent said, "I'm taking on this challenge because I want to help families facing unimaginable heartbreak, the knowledge that their child may not live into adulthood." To support Kent, just contact the Lodge Secretary for more details on 663@pglwilts.org.uk. John Morehouse of Whitehorse Lodge is just one of the Wiltshire Freemasons supporting the NHS COVID-19 vaccination hub at Salisbury's City Hall. He is also the man who introduced Hearts That Care to Wiltshire. During the period of the COVID-19 pandemic, John has been distributing the beautifully crafted glass hearts to health and care workers. The team of volunteers working at Salisbury received their very own Heart That Cares. So, what does the provincial mentor do? It's a great question, and one which will be answered by the provincial mentor, David Little, who is in the hot seat on Friday the 26th of March at 7:30 p.m. Book your place today and discover why mentoring is something we need to talk about and practice on a regular basis. Lodge mentors have an important role in making the newly made Freemason welcome. They also play a key part in supporting every member of the lodge and to make sure they are happy and contented and fully involved in the life of the lodge. Brother Kieran German, son of Brother Tony German and grandson of Brother Jim Newton, is one of the many thousands of St John Ambulance volunteers who have been working with their NHS colleagues at vaccination hubs across the country. Kieran is assisting and actually jabbing as a volunteer at the NHS vaccination programme in the West Midlands. Thank you for listening.